Well, Anthony, obviously, the last time that we chatted was a few weeks ago, and right before the movements of the Herb Blakely, I ran our last discussion 2 weeks ago on a Wednesday on the Coach's Corner show. Literally like an hour beforehand is when the decision was made. Now, at that time, Wednesday night, none of the flooding had happened yet, so it's kind of surreal to look back as to where we were 2 weeks ago to now. A lot has transpired since then, but obviously the right decision to move that meet and for Dort to be able to kind of step up and be able to handle it, obviously went a long way. I know you guys do enjoy hosting, but I think it was a good thing things were moved and in the end the right decision.
Yeah, it was really funny and ironic, you know, because that day when we found out, you know, we couldn't utilize the golf course and they had, you know, just been way too wet to have anybody out there, and I was kind of looking for options around the area, you know, seeing if I could, you know, find another golf course or even, you know, do kind of a road style race, something like that, and kind of propose some of those options, you know, and Dort stepped in and you know, they're like, well, we'd really like to, you know, be on, you know, more of a true cross country course, and stepped in and hosted and so that worked out phenomenally. But then what had transpired after that, it was like it was obviously in the plans to not to be in the area with all the flooding and everything like that, so luckily it worked out really well though. We got a meet in and ran pretty well, and so was fortunate for that.
We'll talk the women's side first and then to the men's side. But a good start for the women's side, I thought, I believe, 4 in the top 25. Or
yep.
Just really a nice, you know, when you in cross country, we want to see the pack, or so to speak. I thought really a good way for the women to start out the season.
Yeah, I was ecstatic for us to finish second in that meet. You know, we beat several NCAA schools and NAI schools and finished behind Dort, which, you know, they're perennially in the top 15, top 10 in the country. Mm-hmm. On the women's side. And so for us to be second behind them and starting out like that, and I see a lot of improvement that we can make there, that it was I couldn't have been happier with the start, and it was a really good day from that standpoint. We have some pieces that are going to continue to improve a lot, I think, too, but overall it was a great day there.
Then on the men's side as well, a solid day as well. Once again, Braden was able to finish number one. In fact, I believe broke your record for the fastest time in school history at the Herb Blakely.
Yep.
But again, on the men's side, you saw some tight numbers, guys finishing up. Much like the women, it seemed like the men ready to go, prepared, and they had a good day as well.
Yeah. It was great, you know, and we were closer to Dort on the men's side than I would have expected, and probably on both sides, but for us to be that close on the men's side was a really nice sign this early in the season. And you know, they came out and ran pretty well according to, you know, kind of how I wanted them to approach the first meet, and it was a really good start. And especially, you know, after the meet, we were kind of talking to individuals in the group, and a lot of them are, you know, saying, yeah, you know, we're feeling pretty tired, but overall, you know, raced pretty well off of that, you know, and in the early season in cross country, you probably carry a little fatigue and everything like that. And so for them to run like they did, based on how I know they're feeling because of the training, was a really good sign. So it was good. I'm excited to race Dort later in the season and see how we can match up with them again. And they're always a good kind of measure of how you're doing too. So,
you know, on the mental side of things as well, with everything that was going on back here, you guys were able to be away from the community. Volleyball was away as well, and I think that helped out. Had you guys kind of stuck around, you know, and we've been able to pull through it, all the town, Lake County, and the surrounding areas, but, you know, the mental side of it as well, it was nice to see that they were able to go out and compete at a high level, knowing that, you know, stuff was going on back home that they couldn't necessarily control, but it can play a factor into it.
You know, that's a great life lesson, what you say, is, you know, because there's things that you can't control, you know, and so you know, everybody, for the community is phenomenal. Everybody's pitching in and helping and everything like that. But, you know, as a student athlete, you start to realize there's things in life that, you know, you can't control. So, you know, worry about what you can worry about, control yourself, and go and, you know, have a good race and everything like that. And so it was good to be able to do that, and I personally was glad to be able to, you know, go to a meet and watch our kids run and get something out of all the hard work they've been doing in before coming back to town as well. So it was a good day.
looking forward to this weekend as you guys will compete in the Twin Cities, one of the larger meets in the United States. You're going to see all different levels of NCAA, and you know, you and I talked a couple weeks ago about being able to handle the amount of runners that there will be. It's a great foreshadowing for hopefully getting back to nationals. Yep. But at the same time, too, it's kind of a fun opportunity. You saw a couple of NCAA teams a few weekends ago. You'll see again, and it's kind of cool to see some of the power teams and be like, okay, there's a good program. Let's hopefully we can get there one day as well.
Oh, absolutely. And that's there's a couple reasons for going up there. And as you mentioned, you know, being in that big race experience is great training for the national meet, because it's a similar feel and atmosphere, and the size of the field is you know, just massive. And then too, though, it's a great trip to be able to go and see a meet like that. You know, there's you know, several different college races, tons of high school races, and a lot of big schools, and so that's just a really fun experience and good trip, and hopefully, like you said, we can match up well and go and push some teams to the brink and everything too. So
it'll be interesting to see, I think, as well, to see some of these Trojan athletes competing against some of these, you know, and I, you know, no offense to the kids here, but probably some of the upper echelon runners.
Yeah.
In the Midwest, as far as cross country is concerned, you know, maybe to see if someone can push themselves a little bit more, maybe past the boundaries to which they know. Now, again, it is early season, so you don't want them going out all gangbusters, but maybe some internal motivation as well.
Exactly, and sometimes I think, you know, you see this in track and cross country, you'll race similar opponents week to week, and so kids get in their niche a little bit, and they might get in there, okay, I'm by this runner and this runner, so this is where I'm supposed to be. When you go to a meet like this, that gets thrown out the window, because there's a ton of people and you're just in the zone, and sometimes you can find yourselves being able to push yourself a little more than you thought you could, because you don't have that common opponent. You have new runners to race and a new course and just a big meet atmosphere. So it's always fun to see how people respond to that, and you see some surprises of people who you know, run significantly better just because they're not against that common opponent or teammate that you always see. So
any injuries that we should be concerned about? Obviously early on in the season, but even after one meet, you never know.
No, we've been doing pretty darn well there. We had a young woman, Christiana Green, who had a little fender bender and was running and got bumped by a car and some scrapes. But luckily she didn't have any severe injuries, and thankful that could have been a lot worse, you know. And so she's the one that we'll kind of see in the next few days if she's feasible to race or not. So potentially hold her out. She's got some swelling in her foot, but no break or anything like that. So that was good. But other than that, you know, everybody's going to be ready to go and race, and should be a good weekend. So
it'll be interesting as well too going forward here. We've had a little bit warmer weather.
Yeah.
It's gotten a little cooler in the evenings, but it's been warmer than usual here in our Septembers. Has that affected the runners at all?
Some of the training days have been a little tougher, I think, than they normally would be, you know, just because of the heat and everything. But overall, it hasn't been too drastic of an effect or anything. There's always that fine line of working hard and pushing your athletes, but making sure they can recover from what you're doing. And so heat is just another factor that gets thrown in there, and so I adjust as a coach, you know, if need be, and everything like that. So but it's definitely, like you said, getting cooler and starting to feel like more like cross country weather, so I'm looking forward to that.
I'm sure the runners are as well once
yep.
we get 50s and 60s for
yes.
highs. That, you know, that's that real feel good weather, especially during those training days before you start to tapering off a little bit. So I'm sure they're looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah,
just
absolutely.
As much.
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, one meet down, a few more here to go, heading to the Twin Cities here this weekend. Now, is it Griac or Griac?
Griac.
Griac. Okay.
Griac, yep.
I've always said Griac for some reason, the A
yep.
over the I, but a very well-established meet, U.S. renowned, the University of Minnesota hosts,
yep.
and as Anthony mentioned, you're going to see many different divisions, many different schools. They have multiple college races, high school races as well, and really just one of those meets that you just want to be a part of.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great experience, and we get a lot out of it. But yeah, it's kind of one of those trips that's a fun trip too, you know. And so it'll be enjoyable. And the freshmen, you know, that haven't been up there before, they'll have their eyes opened a little bit of seeing what a cross country meet can be like, you know. And so it'll be a good experience.
As always, we appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend, and we'll catch up soon.
Hey, thank you much.